الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, friends and brothers, first and foremost, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has from non-existence granted us existence, and then from amongst all His creations, the thousands upon thousands of creation, He made us amongst the best of creation, made us human beings from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. And above that, Allah ta'ala has bestowed us with one of the greatest, in fact the greatest ni'mat, and that is a ni'mat of iman. And along with that, by His grace and mercy, He has made us in the ummah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the great scholars in the ummah, he has noted, he has said that just merely to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest ni'mat and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over anyone. So all shukr and all appreciation, spending our whole life in sajda just on these favors of Allah, it will never be sufficient. Because the fadl of Allah and the grace of Allah, it is so vast, it encompasses everything. Going forward, Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world, and every one of us one day is definitely going to come when we are going to depart from this world, willingly, unwillingly. The day we came into this world and made our entry, that is known. But the time when we are going to depart from this world, it is not known by anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in one of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when the child or that fetus in the womb of the mother has reached 4 months, and the womb is going to, the ruh is going to be placed in that baby which is going to come into this world, the angel in charge of the risk and sustenance of that particular child asks Allah that mal risk, mal ajal, that what is the lifespan of this particular insan which is coming into this world, ashaqiyun am sa'id, that this person, to the amount of choice that Allah has given him and every human being, that person can either utilize the ikhtiyar and choice, and when he uses his choice correctly, his aql correctly, then the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala is connected with that. These angels ask Allah, ashaqiyun am sa'id, that, oh Allah, that with this amount of choice that you have given, that this mortal which is going to come into this world, is it going to be amongst the fortunate ones or amongst the unfortunate ones? Allah Ta'ala has made reference about these two groups of people. And at the end of it all, bottom line, this world is just one of test, of trial, of tribulation. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah is all powerful, the greatest, or amongst the greatest creations of Allah, it is life, and above that it is death. No one can give life and no one can give death except Allah. So Allah says that this lifespan and this life that we have given every human being, it is not in vain, but it has a definite purpose, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, so that Allah tests each and every one of you. So every one of us and every mortal and every soul is undergoing trial and tribulation. They are undergoing a test that Allah is Sami', Allah is Basir, Allah is Alim, that Allah is all hearing every word that is uttered. Allah knows in any language, Allah hears and Allah knows. Allah is Basir, Allah sees, Allah is watchful, Allah is Khabir. So in this way, my friends and brothers, every action a human being does, it is being noted down and then instructed the angels that record everything. That each and every human being has those angels which are the scribes, and they record and record and record and record. So that day will come when it will just be one of two groups. It will either be that person will be amongst the fortunate people, or he will be amongst the unfortunate people. Allah Ta'ala has put the stamp, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ. That those people who acquired the good fortune, they will be in Jannah forever and ever and ever. And Jannah is such a place that there is no bother, there is no concern, not of anxiety, let alone anxiety, just that fleeting anxiety sometimes which crosses a person's heart or mind, and it crosses or destabilizes him or disturbs his equilibrium, not even to that amount of anxiety or the condition of being unsettled. That person in Jannah, he will be there forever without any bother, without any worry. Forever and ever, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. That he will stay there forever and ever and ever, never to come out. And whilst enjoying all those favors of Allah in Jannah, whatever his heart's desire is, he will find it in front of him. But there will be one worry at the back of his mind, that perhaps one day we might just be expelled from here. We will be given a notification or a notice that now enough, you had enough here, you have enjoyed here, and now you have to come out. And then one day the whole of Jannah will be lit up, and they will hear the voice of Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, O people of Jannah, is there anything more you want? And they will reply that, O Allah, that all your promises you made, you have fulfilled. We cannot think of anything more than we can ask. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us and informed us, and Allah will say that then there is one thing, is that you will stay here in this place in my Jannah forever, never to come out forever, ever and ever. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs us that when the Jannati will hear this, that his joy and his happiness will know no bounds. So in this material life that we are living, that every one of us, we have become conditioned, and the world is going so fast that everything is based on consumption, everything is based on material comforts, on creature comforts, luxuries, and the whole process of acquiring, and in the process of that, that becomes the orientation of a person's life, that becomes the objective of a person's life. It becomes his day, it becomes his night. He forgets that all these outward forms and shapes, that they are temporal, they are transitory, that one day they are going to turn to dust also. One day he will have to leave those things, and those things are going to leave him willingly, unwillingly. So this is the test. We are fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has given us iman. We have a head start over each and every person. That a believer is such that not for a moment also that his heart or his gaze and his focus can be stuck on any material form or any material shape. That his heart and his gaze and his attention and his focus, it is always being directed, it is always being channeled or channelized towards his creator, towards his master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every condition. And this is what we are taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. That when we, good conditions, we come across good conditions or good conditions overtake us, we make the hamd of Allah, we praise Allah, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is with the tongue also, and then followed by the expression of our physical body. And if any difficulty overtakes us, then also it is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make sabr at that time, we say inna lillah, and in this condition also we are rewarded. So in both these conditions, both extreme conditions, in ease, a servant, a mu'min remembers Allah, it is good for him. In his difficult conditions, he remembers Allah, it is good for him. So this whole world, it is one of trial, tribulation. Everything else, it is transitory. Everything is a deception. Everything else is a trickery of the eyes. Everything else, it is cheating the eye. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. That what is by you, one day it is going to become nothing. It is going to come to an end. And that which is by Allah, the promises of Allah, the Jannat of Allah, it is forever and it will remain forever for eternity. Never to end. Those people who were deprived of iman, Allah Ta'ala says about them, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. That they will be in the fire. Straight forward, they will be in the fire. Whoever it was, whatever was their condition, whatever was their situation in this worldly life, but they chose to live in a state of denial, which is amongst the greatest of sins by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To live in a state of denial of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is so, the greatest denial is that Allah has created us and spread everything around in this world for us, and a person still chooses to be in rebellion of Allah. That is one level. And then even the highest and most serious of levels is when he's in a state of denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is kufr. So Allah says, فَفِي النَّارِ, that they are going to be in the fire. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. And that every breath they take in and out, that the agony, as opposed to the people of Jannah, the ecstasy and the enjoyment, it will increase and increase and increase, and it will not stop. It will not stop. Unlike the worldly pleasures, after a few moments, few hours, few days, few weeks, few months, it becomes part of the terrain, it becomes part of the environment. A person takes it for granted. Jannah is such that the favors and ni'mat, it will increase and increase and increase and increase, never to end. And on the other end, the agony and the pain. A youngster who is naughty in the old days, now we can't even think of it. If he had to give, he given six of the best. Maybe the first time he goes and he gets it, the second time he gets it, third time, after a while, he becomes used to it also. He doesn't feel anything. He's desensitized. But in the fire, that every moment, every second, it will increase, 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 increase. Its intensity, Allah alone knows. You see, so in this day-to-day living of ours, that we are living in such fast times, that every pleasure, every person wants, and it is instant. I must get it now. This is that sickness. It is a very, very, very serious and detrimental and, in fact, destructive sickness. to have that spirit that of instant gratification, that I, whatever comes in my heart, whatever comes in my mind, that I want, I must do it. I must get it at all cost. Then the commandments of Allah and the border of Allah and the Sharia, what is halal, what is haram, what are the rights of Allah, what are the rights of the creatures of Allah, human beings, non-human beings, all that is forgotten, it is cast aside, because that person wants to gratify himself and his desires. So this is the condition which is overtaken the world. All the injustice which is going on, all the wrongs that are going on, all the ills that are going on in this world, it is on the basis of this instant gratification that human beings want to gratify themselves, and they are not prepared to show gratefulness and gratify their Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all perimeters are open, all boundaries are broken, and it will go on, go on, go on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that, O people, fear Allah, ittaqullah. Develop that awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Develop that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to appreciate how close Allah is to us. Whether we feel it or not, we experience it or not, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught, وَإِذَا أَسَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That, oh my beloved Nabi, when my servants, ibadi, when my servants, when they ask about me, one very simple explanation, tell them, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I am the most close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانٌ, that any person who cries out to me, I respond to him. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. A person says, Allah, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, immediately the reply is coming, لَبَّيْك يَا عَبْدِي. So close is Allah. You say Allah quietly, the reply is coming. I am here, my servant, what you want? You see, so all these forms and shapes that we is surrounding us, we have surrounded ourselves by, it has put a barrier between us and Allah. We have forgotten that Allah is so close to us. Just say Allah. We are connected with Allah. No need for any network. Just, oh Allah, Ya Allah. The person is connected with Allah. Person walks towards Allah. Allah, for our understanding, Allah does not run. But for our appreciation, how if you call somebody, one is he drags his feet and he comes to you. He takes his time in coming to you. You have some need. Oh, so and so come. Or he delays in coming to you. And then this other person in his normal walk, his normal gait, he will come to you. And the other, you just call him out once and hastily, he will come towards you. Gee, what do you want? What can I do? And the other is that person who runs towards you. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. For Allah is the highest of parables. A person, when he walks towards Allah, Allah as if he's running towards that person. A person comes to the masjid making wudu at home. He is the guest of Allah. He is walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His sins are forgiven. He is given the jannat, and the stages of jannat are being elevated. Just on one action like that. A person just says Allah. Allah says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. That I am with my servant when he remembers me. So we ask ourselves, what is it that has put us into this state of negligence? That we know Allah is close, we know Allah is there in every need, in every situation, but we find it hard, or we have been overtaken, become so unmindful that we cannot even say Allah. Allah protect us. In fact, Allah keep our tongues wet with His remembrance, with His Mubarak name. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned in the Fada'il al-Sadaqat, that blessed is the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has made this kalima of La ilaha illallah light on their tongues. It wasn't so light and easy on the tongues of the previous ummahs. How? Allah alone knows best. But just to say Allah, just to say La ilaha illallah, this is a very, very special ni'mat of Allah. So Allah says that, O people of Iman, ittaqullah, that fear Allah. Allah ko saamne rakho, har waqt Allah ko saamne rakho. Wal tandur, and every soul should see what they have sent ahead for the morrow. That is real. That is real. This is just one short span of time. We are here today and gone tomorrow forever. And no one ever came back and no one ever is going to come back. Allah says that every soul, sort yourself out and see. Ma qaddamat lighat, every soul see what you have sent for yourself tomorrow. One sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and said, Oh Rasulullah, when I think of the year after, I become restless, I become disturbed, I'm bothered. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him a simple solution and said that that which you have by you, sent it ahead for yourself. In other words, sadaqah, khayrat, a'mal saliha, good actions, acts of obedience, goodness in every way. After a little while, he came back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he told Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Rasulullah, that the condition of my heart has changed now, that previously, I became restless and worried when I thought of the akhirat, but now I have sent some things ahead now. Now I'm looking ahead to my home, my real home. I'm looking forward to it. So, wal tandur, every soul see what we have sent for ourselves. Lighadin, for the morrow. Wattaqullah, and fear Allah. Allah's connection, Allah's consciousness. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many, many, many benefits of just having this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That whoever develops this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that Allah, from every situation, every condition, every challenge that person might come in front of him, and it will seem that it is like a wall, that there is no way that the person, that he will come out from there. But because he has taqwa of Allah, Allah says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That by the strength and the barakat of having taqwa and this connection and bond with Allah, Allah will find a way out for him. And not just that, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That Allah will grant him risk and sustenance and rosy from such sources that he cannot even imagine. Beyond him, he will not be able to fathom that from here and from this source and from this source, clean, halal, rizq, rosy has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unimaginable, just on the basis of this connection and this bond of Allah, that Allah's awareness, Allah's presence in everything we do. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever fears Allah, who has this connection with Allah, all his matters Allah will make easy. Difficult work, sabse mushkil kaam, daunting tasks. But if he has this condition and this relationship with Allah, Allah says that Allah will make all his matters easy for him. Whatever it is. And وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْدِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Whoever develops this bond with Allah and this presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make kafara and expiate all his sins, his wrongs. He will be forgiven. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the greatest of rewards. So my beloved friends and brothers, this is what our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with that iman, which we are fortunate. On one occasion, one sahabi, he made so much shukr to Allah. Some of the couplets I remember, just offhandedly, making shukr to Allah. He said, Allahumma, Allahumma, lawla anta mahtadayna, wala saddaqna, wala sallayna. That, oh Allah, if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you, oh Allah, then iman also was something we would never have known. We would not have given sadaqah also. We would not have made salat and prayed namaz also. Oh Allah, there are people who are preventing us from your obedience, bringing iman in you, trying to stop us from your obedience and your remembrance. But fa'abayna, that we have put our feet in the ground, we are firm, we are strong, and we will not be affected, we will not be bothered. So this environment which is surrounding us, there is a big clash. One is the environment of deen, one is the environment of iman, one is the environment of taqwa, that environment of a'mal salihah and all that is good. And on the other hand, the clash and the tussle going on, which is everything other than that, against fitrat, against nature, in every way, in every regard, every respect. On the one hand, for a human being to acquire and become obedient to his creator, and on the other hand, to rebel and to stay in the state of rebellion and break the commandments of his creator. One is the path of shaitan and one is the path of Rahman. So we are fortunate, we have this way of life. We have this deen, we have iman. We are in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That with regards to ourselves also, we every day, our next day must be better than the previous day. Like that businessman who says that yesterday and today must not be the same. That today, if it is the same, no, I have to do better. In terms of deen and iman, the spirit also is wanted from us. That today the level of my iman, it must be better than yesterday. The good that I did today, it must be more than what I did yesterday. What amount of sunnah of my beloved Nabi have I brought into my life? At present, there is imitations and adopting the cultures and the ways of different ideologies, different ways, different people. Outwardly, it seems very nice. That is the outward form. But in that package and the fine print, there is only misery, there is only break, there is only unpleasantness, there is only unhappiness. And that is the difference of the way of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of those that have adopted another way, other than the way of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in any way that we can do, we hold on to the deen of Allah, making effort for the deen of Allah, making ourselves accustomed to the environment of masjid and all those a'mal by which Allah Ta'ala are pleased. Sit in the company of the ulama, sit in the company of the pious.